With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Authorities have launched a manhunt after a shooting at a Montana bar left four people dead. State investigators said the shooting happened this morning at the Owl Bar in Anaconda. Public records show the U.S. Army officials say the man suspected in the shooting is a military veteran who lived next to the bar. The situation in Gaza continues to deteriorate, with audio from Sky News correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, got a look at a food distribution site in the Gaza Strip. There are reports of violence and starvation around Gaza, but there's also been talk there's no famine in Gaza. American pediatrician Tom Adamkevich says the situation is bad in Gaza.
Many children are passing out literally during the day and injuring themselves. Particularly difficult to see pretty much any child with a chronic illness.
I'm Ed Donahue.
There's been deadly flooding along the East Coast.
A 13-year-old boy in Maryland died after getting trapped in a storm drain during heavy rainfall and flooding on the East Coast. A Mount Airy Volunteer Fire Company spokesperson says kids were playing in the rain Thursday when floodwaters rushed into the area. Areas in New York and New Jersey saw heavy rain flood sections of the subway and commuter rail routes. The National Weather Service is warning that more storms might bring flash and urban flooding to the northern, mid-Atlantic, and southern New England area through Friday night. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has ordered the repositioning of two U.S. nuclear submarines. The decision comes after what he calls highly provocative statements by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. He and the president have had conflict online in recent days. The impact on U.S. nuclear subs, which routinely patrol global hotspots, remains unclear at this hour. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News. Clergymen have a request for President Trump. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
A group of 40 Southern Baptist pastors and leaders have sent a letter to Mr. Trump urging him to crack down on the trafficking in abortion pills. Specifically, they're concerned about those who sell abortifacient drugs to women in states with pro-life laws that bar the use of those products. The letter encourages the president to, quote, instruct the Department of Justice to enforce the Comstock Act to protect states' rights to uphold pro-life laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order aimed at supporting men and boys' mental health and lowering suicide rates among them. The order directs the California Health and Human Services Agency to recommend ways to address suicide rates among young men, including with mental health, education, and career opportunity solutions. Newsom wants to run for president in 2028, has been moving in a more conservative direction as of late. This is SRN News. The stock market ended the week with losses.
The stock market had its worst day since May after the government reported a sharp slowdown in hiring and President Donald Trump imposed sweeping tariffs on imports from a number of U.S. trading partners. The S&P 500 fell 1.6% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 542 points. It's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 2.2%. The surprisingly weak hiring numbers led investors to step up their expectations for an interest rate cut in September. They also sent Treasury yields sharply lower in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Online creators are launching a $40 million fundraiser to build water quality projects around the world. Led by Mr. Beast and YouTuber Mark Rober, the month-long crowdfunding campaign is called Hashtag Team Water. It promises to rally the team's combined 2 billion subscribers around combating unsafe water sources. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.